I was motivated hard enough to get make sure I had always enough hat to get Heinz ketchup instead of the regular generic. Oh, the generic sucks shit.
Oh, DC, I'm sorry you had that hardship of having to eat. I'm sorry, what'd your mom do for a living?
She was a teacher.
I'm sorry, your mother the teacher and your father the scientist, the two very educated parents you have. I'm sorry you had it so rough growing up once had to eat generic ketchup. God damn! Now, I want to point out that you and I are giving experiences about how rough it is to grow up on food stamps. And DC just told a story about how horrible it was to being forced to eat generic ketchup.
Have you ever had the generic ketchup?
And he told it like his fucking dog died. Like it was a traumatic experience. Oh, I wanted to make sure in life I'd always have enough money to not have to buy generic fucking ketchup.
Have you ever had that shit? It's nasty.
I wasn't like racist or anything. I listened to rap music.
Hell, if you seen her damn sober, it'd be a miracle.
So your wife was drunk the whole time she was pregnant with your kid. Oh my God, this has become the saddest Christmas tale ever.
No doubt.
Chubby Ray.
Hello and welcome, Chubby Ray, episode 303. Is it 303 that we're on? I don't even.
Don't ask me.
I don't even know. I have no clue what episode number we're on. I honestly have no idea.
We've done this before. What we need to do, Ray, is just go episode
blah, 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 and then we'll fill it in afterwards after I look, yeah. and then we just put in 303.
No one will know.
I'm pretty sure we're 30-something, right?
It's in the 300s.
I heard on disasterradio.net and available for download everywhere, it is the Chubby Ray Show. I would be the one and only Chubby Ray. My co-host, as always, is Gully, Sean Balint, and America's favorite superstar, Marvin.
Oh, yeah. Church. That's it. That's what I was waiting for.
It is episode 304 of the Chubby Ray Show. Hello. First off, let me welcome back Gully, who is finally back from missing, and everybody who was on Facebook thinking Gully and I had some kind of falling out. Absolutely no. Untrue. Gully, his computer took a dump.
Yep.
So he just got it fixed.
I've been in Belgium. I've been to Liverpool, and my computer broke, so I've been busy.
Can I ask a question? Because you lost your job, or you quit your job because of injury.
Yep.
And the first thing you do, he worked in London, Marvin. He was working at a bank.
Oh.
And then he quit his job at the bank. And the first thing he did after having surgery, because he had to quit his job, or he had the surgery, then you had to quit.
Mm-hmm.
And then the first thing he did was go on vacation to Belgium.
Yeah.
Belgium?
I don't understand why, all right, because I know me. I know when I've either lost my job or quit my job, the first thing that I've done is not go on vacation.
I needed one.
Because of what?
Because the job was really crap.
Oh, the stress?
Yeah, I needed a break.
Yeah, you have to keep up with them red suckers, Scully. They always want those first. That's where you fucked up.
Do they do that at the banks? Do they do that at the banks over there, Gully? Do they have, like, lollipops? Do they call them lollipops over there? Suckers?
No.
Oh.
No,
what they tend to do is rectal thermometers?
No, well, that's funny you should mention that. They may as well just lube you up and throw something up there, to be honest.
Really?
What do they... Because in the United States, you go in... You know, if you actually go into a bank, they always have, like, little lollipops, little suckers, you know, stuff like that. That you can just grab off the counter. Of course, when's the last time anybody's actually been inside a bank? Think about it. It's been years since I have physically walked inside a bank.
You're not missing much.
They used to have pictures of me, 8x10 glossies of me at the banks, Ray. Remember that?
Yeah, they say, don't let...
Because I take my pennies in.
Don't let this man in. Sean, when's the last time you've been inside a bank? I mean, other than, like, open up an account.
A couple of months, because I just bring all the pennies that I pick up off my floor.
Oh, really? Yeah, see, if you go to open an account, that's about it.
Yeah, that was my job in the bank, was opening accounts for idiots.
Yeah, so you get to, you get a chance to meet like all the Muslims.
Elizabeth? Pretty much.
Yep. So did you meet a lot of Muslim people, Gully?
There was people from all over the world. Do you know what? It was strange because the most people I met was Italians.
Really?
Just lots of Italian people, because Italy and Spain especially, because their currency has gone to crap. They're really, really bad at the moment. So I met a lot of them coming over and doing crappy jobs for low pay.
So they come over and they open up accounts in an English bank. See, because you always talk about the amount of Muslims that live near you. I just assumed that that's who you would be opening.
No, well, obviously,
Muslims over there.
Obviously, there's lots of that, but there's just most of the people opening the accounts.
Don't get Marvin started.
I know, it sounds like he's going for it.
I know, it sounds like he's going.
You're
Marvin.
Eat waffles over there while you're in Belgium?
I overdosed on waffles, man.
Marvin sounds literally like he's 2 minutes away from going full Clive and Bundy on us. Please don't.
I think so.
So they have waffles in Belgium?
Yes, I went to we bought some, and it's like something like €1, which is equivalent of like £1, more or less.
Yeah.
About $1.50, and I had lots of them.
So what do they serve with? It's a big thick waffle, right?
Yeah, it's like they toast it. You can have it with ice cream. Before we went to a Häagen-Dazs in the international train station, and we had a Häagen-Dazs ice cream and waffles. Oh my word!
So you just put, because you know what I like? I like a big thick waffle like that, and then I like putting like strawberries or some type of fruit on it, and then whipped cream, just covered in the whipped cream.
It's the fruit there to make you feel slightly healthy.
I've had a lot of whipped cream in my day.
Oh, no, just, I don't know, just I like it.
I didn't know you could put it on waffles.
You know, I've been dieting now for a while. I've been, Marvin knows. Marvin, you see me, yeah.
Ray, I could not believe you the Friday.
I don't eat.
You did not eat anything all day.
Yeah.
You looked like you were going to fall over. My God.
I'm not eating. And look, now I could actually, I'm talking about Belgian waffles, and I'm not even craving waffles. So, which is rare for me. It's very rare.
I'm starting the gym next month. I've signed up for this government thing where I get to go to the gym for free. So
look at that. Wait a minute. They have welfare in England that lets you go to the gym for free?
Well, no, what it is like, because I'm really, really fat.
Yeah.
You can sign up for a course. Yeah, I really am. I ate
everything. You don't sound fat.
Well, how does fat sound, Marvin?
It sounds like
you
that.
And me. You and me sound fat, Ray.
Yeah, you're right.
We sound fat.
So the government has a program where they pay, where, like, you get a free membership to a gym?
Well, what you got to do, you got to go for like 20 weeks, and you've got to like show that you're going all the time and lost a bit of weight, and then you get a gym pass that you can use for like 9 months.
Oh, wow.
Which is really cool. So
I could use that. Well, of course, you know what we finally did here is, because the schedule's so weird, my wife got an elliptical last year. My wife thought she was gaining weight, so she bought an elliptical machine. And she was, for a while, man, she was on that elliptical every single day. She's you know, she, unfortunately for her, she just hasn't had the time, and she's...
What's an elliptical?
I don't even know how to describe it. All right, like, it's a machine where you're standing up on the machine, and
he doesn't know what an elliptical is.
You put your feet on these two pads, and then there are these sticks that are sticking straight up. They almost look like ski. You know when you go skiing?
Where do the sticks go?
You know when you go skiing, you have those stick things you hang on to?
Yeah.
Okay.
What type of skiing are you talking about?
Like, if you're going cross-country skiing, you have those...
Oh, so not men skiing?
No, just those big, long... So you have these two handles like that, and then what it is your legs are moving, and it moves the handles, and so your arms are going... You've seen it.
Do you know what it's called? It's called a cross-trainer over here.
Yeah, same thing. So my wife got one of those machines. She was using it every single day, but, you know, I'm too fat for it, so I was always afraid I was going to break it. So then we found a guy that was selling a treadmill, and then I got a treadmill. So now we have set up this exercise room in our It used to be our spare bedroom where guys like Sean Balint would come and crash when they drank too much.
And break which was often, seat.
Yeah, and then come in and break the toilet seat, fart up, and snore out the whole house.
Oh, dear.
So nobody breaks it. Toilet seat.
So thank
you. Didn't hear me right. I said, it was, I didn't say drink too much. I ate too much.
Yeah, he would come over to our house, and he eats like he literally eats like he's an orphan, and we're having unlimited porridge.
Little orphan.
Yeah. It's like we have extra gruel and porridge, and the artful Dodger, the obese Dodger comes over. And
I mean, Sean Balint makes me look like a pissant, right?
He would eat at our house, then he's so tired, he would just go to our spare bedroom and sleep on this couch that we had in there. Well, now it's impossible because we have converted that room into an exercise room. I mean, it's got a treadmill. It's got an elliptical. I'm trying to find a weight bench, you know, so I can add some weights to it. I want to do
pump
some
an iron, yeah.
I want to get a bench, and I want to get a you know, just to be able to do my shoulders and back and all that stuff. And so we've converted one of the rooms to, and I use it every – my wife hardly uses it, but I use it every single day.
Well, saying that, I'm saying I'm going to the gym in May, but before the show, I've been stuffing my face with fistfuls of Ritz crackers and beer.
See, right there, that's the stuff that I cut out, Gully.
Yeah, oh, beer, nice stuff. I'm drinking beer right now. I don't give a fuck.
I agree. Fuck it.
I've cut out the beer. I've cut out.
Nobody's getting out of this gig alive.
I never drink. I'm telling you, Sean, when's the last time you see me drink?
It's been a while.
I just don't drink.
Jay,
you
could drink me underneath the table. I've seen you drink, boy.
I know I can, but I haven't.
You can just pour a pitcher down like that.
I stopped all that. I
got
don't.
Sick.
I very rarely. If I do drink, here's what I get. I get a caffeine-free Diet Pepsi, and I pour some Jack Daniels in it.
Yeah, you scare me.
That's
Pepsi Max.
That's the only thing I will drink, and I won't have anything else because I'm really watching what I eat. And one of the things I'm doing is I'm trying to stay away from any carbohydrates unless they're green carbohydrates. You know what I mean? Like I'll eat asparagus and green beans and lettuce and. Like, I'll have salads and broccoli and stuff like that.
Asparagus is a carbohydrate?
I don't drink any kind of I don't eat and drink any kind of processed carbohydrates. Just don't do it.
I've literally stopped drinking whiskey because the memory loss and the shitting of the pants was a bit much for me.
So, but I cut out all that snacking. You know how, like in the past, I would do the show and I would have, I'd get a handful of chocolate-covered peanuts or something. And we would do the show, you know, and I realized by the time the show was over, I'd finished off a whole bag.
Yeah, I've emptied the Ritz box.
I got
here.
One of those gigantic things of we were doing a podcast before Christmas, and I got a gigantic bag of, M&Ms. And I noticed, halfway through the podcast, the bag was empty. And this is how bad I was.
Oh, my God.
This is how I got up and I signaled for my daughter to bring me another bag. And I realized, okay, this shit's getting out of control.
It's terrible.
And then I took I took my wife to the airport in St. Louis. She was flying to Texas. And I took her to the airport, and on the way back, and Sean Balint knows this place, there is a Krispy Kreme Donuts. Sean, how far is that from the airport? That's a few miles, right?
It is approximately 8.2 miles.
How many steps?
He knows.
See,
he
Sean knows exactly.
I don't know about steps. It's because I would never know I wouldn't even know the steps from the car to the business. But,
so I'm leaving the airport, okay, and I'm on the interstate. I'm on 270, which is outside St. Louis, and I see the Dunkin' Donuts, and the light goes on, boom, as I'm driving. I go, oh, they're hot. You know, when the light goes on at Dunkin' Donuts, that means the donuts are hot. So I pull in, and I tell myself, I say, I'm just going to get a couple donuts, right?
Yeah.
So I'm being like, I go, you know what? Maybe I'll get three. So I go, can I have three donuts? And the girl goes, you sure you don't want a dozen? Because a dozen only $1.50 more, or whatever it was.
Bitch.
You know what the cold ball?
And I go, and so here's how I tell myself. I go, you know what? Maybe I'll stop by my mom's house and I'll eat my three donuts, and I'll stop by my mom's house, and I'll give her some, and she'll think I'm... So I go, yeah, you know what the hell? Give me... Go ahead and give me a dozen. And then I think, just for good measure, I asked for like a chocolate cream-filled one or something. You know what I mean? Like a Bavarian cream type. So I get these donuts, right? And then I get back on 270, and I say, oh, I'm just going to have, this one.
That lonely road.
And it's gone in 3 seconds. And then I go, oh, let me just get another one. So I'm like, boy, I really wanted to time these out better. You know, I wanted to time these out. Next thing you know, I'm driving, and I had, I had like 7 donuts.
Yeah.
And the amount of sugar and carbohydrates, by the time I was,
Superman.
Yeah, by the time I get to like Route 4, which most people won't understand this, but if you're driving from the St. Louis airport, it's a distance. I'm falling asleep. Because of the sugar crash. And
you're overdone.
And I go, oh my God, this is kill. I can't do this anymore. So then I didn't eat all. So I had like 7 of the dozen that I ate. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm out of control. And then I go to
Litchfield. You eat more donuts?
And so what happened is I start getting tired. So I'm like, all right, I got to get a soda. I got to get a coffee or a soda or some kind of caffeine. So I pull over in Litchfield at another town, which is about, 20 minutes up the road. And I pull over and I stop in U-Belts. And Sean, guess what I did?
You had the cheese pockets.
Yes. I say, oh, I love these. I go, oh, give me, oh, I'll just, let me just get a couple cheese pockets. And I'm driving home, so I'd eaten the seven Krispy Kremes in St. Louis. And then I get to Litchfield, and I get a soda, and I'm like, oh, give me two cheese pockets. I'll just eat them later.
What's a cheese pocket?
Oh, my God.
Did someone just come over and stuff cheese in
your pocket? No, it's unbelievable. It is a pastry, or more like a cake. It's more like a cake. It's a yellow, it's almost like I don't even know how to describe it. You know the same thing they make cinnamon rolls out of?
Yeah.
It's like a yellow cinnamon roll-like dough, and in the middle there's like a little, it's like a dip, and then they fill it with a cream cheese.
It's cream cheese, sugar.
And then they put it in there, and then they take like a glaze, this glaze icing, and they put it over the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. That sounds naughty.
Oh, my God. It's so amazing. And I eat it.
Die for.
I eat it, and I'm like, oh, my God. And by the time – and then I had to go to work.
Oh.
So I go to work, right?
Yeah.
And then I come home from work, and I just hate myself. So I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so tired. This whole day is ruined because I ate so many carbohydrates. And then I got home that night, and what did I do? I ate the rest of the donuts and the other cream – and the other – cheese pocket, and then I said, you know what? That's it. I'm done. I got to stop.
Yeah.
And that's when I finally said, that's it. I'm over. And I started eating better.
I think if I come to America, I'd be dead within a week.
The food is too fattening over here.
Like that here, but over there it just sounds extreme.
Oh, it's crazy. There's no way that a human being should eat that many Krispy Kremes. Sean, am I right?
I disagree with that.
How many have you been able to eat at one time?
You know what? There were usually people around, so...
I mean, when you're driving in your car.
I have avoided the... in my younger days, when I was a little more shameless, I probably could have put down a dozen.
Oh, my God.
See, I'm driving, so I know if I have more than 4, I usually keep it to 3, but I had 5 once, and the problem was, it was because they gave me extras.
Oh, you can't handle it. Your body just can't handle it.
I've had 6 over gigs over to my house. I had open heart surgery. I eat like a dozen and a half.
I think the most I can eat is about 6.
I got some Valentine's donuts here.
Oh, Marvin, it's unbelievable what you put in your body. Yeah, so
I know.
That's when I said screw it. I got to change, and I've done it, man. I feel really good about the way I'm eating, so. Oh, well.
Yeah. And how much comes out? You know, these two flushers, I can't go on.
Well, Yeah, I got to tell you, I very rarely take a dump anymore.
Since you got to be kidding.
Since I've been eating better, dude, I just don't have to go to the bathroom that much.
I feel like I'm giving birth every time I go for a shit.
Yeah, no, not me. Yeah.
Well, you can take the tiniest one at work, and I mean, you're labeled like an enemy of the state.
Well, when I'm eating bad, I mean, I'll take a dump, you know, I'd be going 2-3 times a day, you know, and just a lot of dump. Now, I mean, it's every other day, maybe.
Yeah, it's a slow day for me.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm like twice a day. I'm very regular.
Yeah. Nah, you know, I feel better. And you know what? I'm peeing less. I used to have to get up and pee like every, like 4 or 5 times a night. Now, you know what? I sleep through the night. I sleep, you know what I mean? If for some reason I get woken up by something, like if somebody's up and making some noise or something, then I'll pee. But if not, I can sleep through the night just fine.
I hear people screaming a lot, and I have to get up.
That's it. And where are the people at? Where are the people at?
Right in between my ears. Right?
Okay, so then you're. All right. So enough about my diet, guys. We have a guest joining us on the show. He is the host. Yes, he is the host of Joe Hates Everything. Gully, Sean, Marvin, let's welcome to the program, Hillbilly Joe. Hey, Joe.
Happy Halloween! How are you guys doing?
How are you? How are you, Joe?
Oh my God! I am good. I got my little full paint on. I'm getting ready to go out and go knocking on doors, get me some candy.
Joe, what are you? You for starters, it's almost May. What do you think about your Hillbilly Joe? Your Joe Hates Everything podcast. Getting such big numbers, having so many people listen to it.
You know what, Ray? I try to tell you all, I'm the best there is, the best there ever been.
Yeah.
I told the numbers were going to fly off the charts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they did. Because them listeners out there love this redneck, and no matter what they say, they dream about me, they want to be me. But there's only one me.
But don't you think there's a chance? Don't you think that there is a chance that some of them listened not because they like you, but maybe because they don't like you? Do you think there's a chance that happened?
No way. You know what? You can like me, you can not like me, but you're still listening to me, you know?
Tune in.
If I was on every single day, their asses would sit right behind that computer or on their phones listening to my beautiful, gorgeous voice every day.
Everyone loves your dulcet tones.
So you don't care if they love you or hate you, as long as they listen to you, then you're winning.
I'm winning no matter what.
Joe is winning.
Tiger blood.
In case you're wondering, Joe is winning the internet.
Well done, Joe.
Winning the internet.
Well, internet's right.
Why, Joe?
Because I'm that damn good.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to record another Joe Hates Everything here later on, but how is the family? How's your wife? And
she's not doing too bad, you know. She's got a little sore hip, and you know, she walks around with a limp a little bit, and you know, I mean, besides that, not bad.
Is that from
like her old man?
Is that from pounding it too hard?
Nah, I'm not walking around with no damn limp in my hip.
Is that from pounding it too hard?
No,
or
you
what?
Walk around with a limp.
Hey, Joe, is that from too good a pounding?
I gotta say, you hit it right on the nose.
So
like a cheap sirloin.
So she injured her.
This monster so much, it's like bam! Don't even have to stick it in.
So
and I pull it up, and she starts hurting.
So you're saying that when she put the strap on and she was pushing, that she hurt her hip somehow from pounding too hard?
No. Me pounding her.
Oh, okay. All right.
Pounding chicken giblets?
Pounded chicken giblets?
Don't even go. Why do you go there?
Because that's what it would be like, man. It's like a dirty burger.
So listen, Joe is part of DisasterRadio.net, as is this show, the Chubby Ray Show. DisasterRadio.net is going to officially be launching in May. We've had it going now, but it's sort of a soft launch. It is a podcast hub, and it's going to have some live shows on it, but that's coming soon. The live show, by the way, will be Breaking Curfew. We're going to be doing we're going to go back to doing a live Breaking Curfew show every once in a while. But here's what DisasterRadio.net has. Of course, it's got a new podcast of this show, Joe Hates Everything, the Marvin Show, which we're very excited about, and of course the show that we've got a lot of success with, the new Morning Disaster, the Ray Lytle Disaster Radio Show, that Sean and Marvin and I have done, a Dumb Media Show, which is a movie review and TV review and a comic book show is fun. We've got replays of old Morning Disaster episodes and replays of the old shows that we have done over the internet. And also, my daughter has a podcast called Planet Fangirl, which, by the way, is one of our most listened to podcasts so far on this Disaster Radio.
Wow.
Internet. It's excellent. Unbelievable. Sean, have you heard it yet?
More than Hillbilly Joe.
Sean, have you heard it?
I have not.
Oh, it's unbelievable. These are two 12-year-old girls that they have their own language. It's unbelievable if you haven't heard it. And then, of course, we have two shows that I found that I love. I love, you know, when I started getting DisasterRadio.net set.
I've got to be in there.
I had to find, you know, I wanted to find some other shows where it's not just me on every show, you know.
Right.
And I found these guys in Chicago called The Living Showcase, and their show is fun, and it's funny. And that's what I wanted, by the way. I wanted funny, and I got them. And then I found these guys that live, like, literally 10 miles away from here, and it's a show called The Tuesday Night Hootenanny. You've got to hear this show. They're great. I mean, unlike us, they're organized. They know what they're going to talk about. They're
really?
All in.
They know me, right?
I'm sure they do, Marvin. They're all in the same room. I mean, they got professional equipment. They're doing it right. So check out the Tuesday Night Hootenanny. Check out the Living Showcase. Those are shows that are going to be part of the network as well. So I'm really excited about DisasterRadio.net, and I asked everybody who listens to this show to help us spread the word. We're officially, you know, we're updating the new homepage, and then it'll be ready to go on May 1st. So there you go, DisasterRadio.net.
Can we plug my new movie, Ray?
Yes, Marvin is getting ready to star in a movie.
What type of movie?
They're making a movie in Springfield about a comedian who's like a John Belushi type. You know, he's on top of the world.
Okay.
But because he's such a drug addict.
Well, I'm going to be the drug dealer or the comedian after he's addicted to drugs and alcohol.
Yeah, he's...
Which is ironic.
The guy is so just... he's a drug addict, and he can't get his life together. And it's a pretty interesting concept, and they're doing the casting. Well, one of the guys doing it, huge Marvin fan, and they asked Marvin to be in the movie. They're not sure what roles
Hillbilly Joe just loves listening to shit like this.
Yeah. They're not sure what role Marvin's going to play, but for sure he's going to be in the movie.
Definitely going to be in there.
And it starts.
That's pretty cool.
It starts filming in Springfield, middle of May, and the auditions are having an open casting call Monday in downtown Springfield. And of course, people are coming. You know, actors are coming from all over to audition. So should be pretty. It's a little independent movie. It's filming in Springfield, so.
Joe, you could get a part to be in the grip.
So I would take the lead role.
Joe, you should audition.
Come out there, Hillbilly Joe.
Joe, you should audition.
You get a good part to be in the grip.
Put everybody down to shame, Mr. Lytle, because if so, poor Marvin wouldn't get the role. No one would be.
Maybe
it would be all about me.
Maybe they're looking for a dirty hillbilly to be in there. Who knows? Maybe one of the roles is a.
Yeah.
There's that one role, Marvin, of the dirty hillbilly, but he's bisexual.
Yeah, they need a male prostitute.
Joe, could you play bisexual?
He lives
if
the dream,
money's right.
Yeah.
I'll do anything.
Hey, it's acting, right? Joe, listen, it's you get paid, and it's an acting job. Joe'll suck a dick on camera. He doesn't care.
He loves it.
Okay, wait a minute. I said to an extent. Now that's crossing
the line. He'll go full blown Heath Ledger.
He won't spit. He'll swallow, too.
He doesn't care. Guys, he's a pro.
No, Bully, I would save a kiss for you for when I come knocking on your door. Again, when we go on party, I'll just spit it in your glass and tell you it's your damn juices.
So Joe, you're good to go. If you recall, if the roles, if you could play the old dirty male prostitute, you'd play that.
We want to put it on the record that Joe's up for anything.
Yep. If the money's right, I'll do it. Depends on what it is.
All right. What if you have to act like the guy is pounding you from behind?
He's got practice.
Yeah. I'll do it.
All right,
he'll this thing in my, you know what? I'm going to rip his little thing off and shove it straight down his damn nostrils and pull it out of his hand.
I don't know. We may be shooting a pop-out rocket out of your ass, too. I don't know.
Marvin, what the hell are you even talking about? Ain't nobody talking about no damn pop-out.
I have no idea. It's fucking drinking. It's 10 o'clock. Yeah. Who cares?
Who is, by the way, are Marvin and Joe both drunk?
Howdy Doody got wooden
ball. Yeah, I can tell Marvin's been drinking. Sean is not. Sean's driving, so I doubt he's drinking.
Yeah, Sean's just playing, so he's stupid.
I gotta give Sean credit. We've been doing the show now for like half an hour, and I haven't heard Sean stop by a fast food place yet. So congratulations.
No, I haven't heard him fart either.
Then again, I don't even hear him talking. Maybe he is at a fast food place and he has like the mute on. Sean, do you have the mute on?
Sugar crash. You know, those things do happen.
Did you go to a fast food place? You went to a fast food place during the show?
He's got some chicken, Ray.
What?
I knew it. I thought he had us on mute and I figured he went to fast food. Where did you go eat?
Well, I don't consider it fast. I think it's cooked at a very slow rate, so your burger's fresh.
Unbelievable. Where did you end up going?
The conveniently located Hardee's in Chatham.
Jesus
Christ, come on. No wonder why you're damn fat. You're going to have a heart attack.
Was this us talking about eating horribly? Is that what motivated you to get some food?
Oh, I just stepped in dog shit.
Oh.
That pretty much closed the deal for me.
Wait a minute. All right, let me get this right. So Sean hears us talking about eating bad, so he goes to the fast food restaurant, and Marvin is outside and just stepped in feces.
God, oh, shit.
Marvin, where are you?
I'm supposed to be doing yard work, and I'm catching hell.
Whose yard?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, I'd rather not say.
Okay, but wait a minute. But so you're not at home?
No.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, I have a wife.
I want to look out my window only because the son of a bitch ain't in my damn backyard.
Well, because Marvin lives in a high-rise downtown. He doesn't have a yard.
Yeah, I'm out here and actually trying to do some function as a normal person.
Wait a minute. Are you starting to get serious with one of these girls you're nailing?
No.
Is that what's going on?
No.
And now you're over at her house doing her yard work?
She's got you to clean the dog shit up.
Oh, my God. Is that what you're doing?
No way.
Oh, I just lost. I lost all that part of me that admired Marvin.
You're a Hollywood A-lister. Stop picking up dog shit.
Yes. Dude, you are A-list. You should not be picking up dog shit in some woman's backyard.
He's not picking it up. He's sitting there walking.
I didn't pick it up. I stepped in it.
So he's doing the exact opposite of picking it up. He's grinding it in.
He said, this is fertilizer. Yeah. Honey, you know, I'm just helping your grass grow a little more.
Marvin, you're not supposed to fall in love with these girls.
What the fuck are you talking to?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God, she's gone into one.
Yeah, listen to her. What she sounds.
She might need to stand and shit herself.
She sounds like an over-the-road trucker who just came home and was looking for a spouse to beat.
I think she's just been eating some of that dog shit with the mouth like that.
That's an over-the-road trucker who's just been, goddammit, I'm home, I'm looking for someone's ass to beat. Where's my spouse?
Does she kiss her mother with that mouth?
I don't know, man. To me, it sounds like a damn walk lizard.
I'm going inside the trailer.
Is there more guys going to come by and come? Yeah, I left play with a lot of them. Get the hell out of that damn house.
I'm going in the trailer house to see cool. Oh,
oh God.
pot is track shit, dog shit on the car.
So you stepped in dog shit at the girl's house.
Oh,
now
fuck.
You're walking in the house.
Yeah.
And that's why she's yelling.
Well, she ain't found out about the dog shit yet.
So wait, what are you getting? Are you getting whipped with one of these girls? Oh, my. Oh, Marvin.
She's
hey, Marvin, take the little
plate
up and tell me if it's a Chihuahua or a Dachshund.
Oh, Marvin, Marvin, Marvin. Oh, how tragic. How tragic.
So if you can find a dog that shit, just wipe your foot on it.
Yeah.
That's right. Absolutely.
Find the dog and then just sort of wipe your foot on the dog's back end.
Yeah.
Well, revenge.
Yeah, the dog ran off.
Wait, Marvin, I thought the big thing was you're not supposed to fall in love with these girls.
I don't. I can't. I don't know how.
What do you call it when you're over?
Lucky.
When you're over at the girl's house doing lawn work.
Well, I haven't done anything yet. So far, I've drank like a 12-pack.
You're a damn liar. You have to. You picked up dog shit with your feet. So you've done something.
Hey, you want me to have Hillbilly Joe come over there and help you do the lawn?
Yeah, he's good at talking shit. I mean, picking
hey,
it up.
Marvin, does this girl you're dating?
Marvin,
Marvin, this girl you're dating, does she swing?
She sounds like a crazy bitch, man.
She found out he stepped in the dog shit.
Shut the fuck off and
answer
the question.
Joe, hold on. Joe, hold on. I got to hear this. I got to hear this.
See the kind-hearted woman of American style. That's me and you.
I want to hear this. I want to hear her yell at him.
It ain't that bad.
She's going to stop you with something.
It's kind of half-dried.
Did you get?
If you fall asleep, she'll set fire to you.
Marvin, did you get dog shit in the carpet?
Yeah, but it's not. It's not like wet. It was kind of half dried. But if you're 300 pounds and you step in dog shit and you got boots on, you're gonna leave a print.
There's nothing worse than a shit print in a carpet.
Yeah, there you go, kids. It's your lesson from Uncle Marv today.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Tell her to get naked, piss on it, and use the scrub brush, and it'll come right up.
Yeah, Joe knows.
Wait a minute, Hillbilly Joe love.
Joe knows. Joe's had dog shit on his carpet. He knows how it works.
Hillbilly Joe's cleaning instructions.
Joe knows how to get.
Hillbilly Joe's love tips.
Joe knows how to get dog shit out of carpets.
Yeah, and he just ignores
everybody,
it.
Everybody, the world is getting dumber, Ray.
I'm sorry to have flashbacks.
Sean is the king. This is honest to God. I am not joking here. Sean is the king. If there is dog shit, if there's one pile of dog shit in a
he will find it.
In a 400-acre yard, Sean will find a way to put his foot into it.
Wow.
My ultimate achievement was when I went to work and stepped on a massive human turd. Unless someone was paralyzed from the waist down, there is no way they had no way. There's no way they could.
What kind of human being just takes a shit in the middle of the floor? I mean, that's the middle of the...
Well, you know, I'm sorry, Jay. My water was turned off, and I had to go to the bathroom.
They might have had an emergency, you know, and not made it in time, but
Sean? Where was the turd? Where was the human turd?
It was on the side of the bowl.
I mean, how do you miss? I've seen that before. How do you miss the toilet?
If you stand
in
the bowl,
you know, I don't know how, but like I said, I guess somebody's like, you know, rushing to the bowl and they take their pants off or something, and it gets.
Well,
comes
how
up.
Is, I
but
mean,
even then, usually that's a splattery kind of turd, not
yeah.
a. I mean, this was just like a solid.
Like a massive
turd.
So you go into the stall to take a dump, and somehow your foot ends up on the human turd.
Oh, I mean, I mean, buried in it.
It's unbelievable. You know, I've never...
What you
never...
doing not looking on the floor. When you walk into a stall, you look, you see the floor and the toilet. You tell me you cannot see a damn turd, maybe the size of a fucking tree.
But listen, Joe, I mean, in Sean's defense, he does have something blocking his view of the floor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That is shape of the bowl.
Yeah.
But, you know, you just get up there. Hey, you know what? I developed a much greater respect for dogs. Having stepped in dog shit, I know that dog shit has a certain smell.
Right.
Dogs.
What
dog
the
shit
fuck
smell.
Are we going to do about this carpet?
Human shit worse than dog shit, yeah.
Thing is,
dog shit's like a thunder shower.
It could be worse.
Like a thunderstorm with tornadic potential.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck.
It could be worse, Sean. You could have been wearing flip-flops and it squished between your toes. So.
I got a point
there. Yeah, thank God I don't do flip-flops.
Got a point there.
No one's like shitty toes.
If I wore flip-flops, there would be anti-flip-flop legislation.
Oh, God. Good old Sean. Well, yeah. I got to say, if there's dog shit or human shit to be stepped in, if anyone's going to step in it, it'll be Sean Boleyn.
He can find it.
Yeah, I'm like the cadaver dog of crap.
And by the way, if a bird's flying over or a raccoon or squirrel in a tree, doesn't matter. I've never met somebody who's a shit magnet the way
Sean
is.
He is a shit magnet.
When a guy, some hot girl I saw asked me if I was going prematurely gray. I was 25 at the time.
Yeah.
And the answer
it was
is no.
Shit.
You should have seen the look when she realized it wasn't gray hair.
It's prematurely brown most of the time.
Where were you when that happened, Sean?
You know what? It was some little restaurant. Yeah, some little restaurant where you use a bar, restaurant, tavern kind of place.
And it happened outside? You didn't notice it or what?
Where I'd see people, it happened outside and I just walked right in. Apparently, I had a Blagojevich hair going on. I didn't feel it. And I dig into my hair. All of a sudden, there's an extra topping there. And that's not shampoo.
And then the girl, the date that you go to meet at the bar, she notices it. How'd that work out?
Oh, well, you know. I don't know. She suddenly had to go to work for some reason. I don't know what.
I got to tell you, I'll tell a story. You know where we went to college, Sean? Sean and I went to college the same place. So back when we went there, the radio building was, in one part of the campus and the cafeteria and stuff was in the other. So I was in the cafeteria, the quad area, you know, and I start picking up this girl. I start hitting on this girl. And so we walk from the cafeteria area to the radio station because she had a class over there. And while we're walking, a bird took a dump that hit me on the shoulder. While I was walking with the girl and talking to her at the same time, a bird dumped on my shoulder. Not to brag, I was able to overcome adversity and still close the deal.
Wow. Yeah.
The bird
that's professional.
And, you know, and that's
and drops of shaving cream.
I'll tell you what. The ability to overcome that adversity of a bird shitting on me. While I'm currently hitting on it and still achieve my goal. I learned more from that experience.
You're the man.
No, I learned more from that than I think I ever did in college, classes.
Wow.
Because I learned no matter what bad thing happens, if you you could still always turn it around.
Yeah.
You can still always get a blowjob.
I won't go into detail what happened, but yeah, I mean, it ended up, it was very successful.
Excellent.
No!
Most of the time, people don't want to see you, if that happens, and I'm just saying it worked out okay. It would have been a cooler story. It would have been a cooler story if it's like, and I ended up marrying that girl. You know what I mean? But it doesn't end like that.
Yeah.
But still, it ended in a way to where I learned that even if a bird shits on you,
yeah,
you're
going to get the prize.
You can still have a good day. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But Raymond, do you understand what you just sat there and said about that girl?
What?
That girl don't give a rat's ass what the guy looks like or how he is, or even if he got shit on him, she'll still look further late for him.
Well,
what the hell kind of girl was that?
No, I don't think that wasn't the point of my story, Joe.
You might have a chance with Hillbilly.
I know,
no,
right?
He's got no chance.
If these fucking guys with shit on them, hell, I can be at least get a blowjob on this dumb hoe.
And that girl was so pathetic, she ended up being Miss Kitty, and she married Joe years later. No, that wasn't.
That's right.
No, that wasn't the point of my story. That's not the point of my story.
That bird pooped on me while I was at a nudist resort, and the rest is history.
Thank you.
Kitty's done the marketing.
No, Joe, that's not my point. My point is that anyone would be disgusted, but if it doesn't bother you as being the person that gets pooped on, then you could still have a good day.
That
was
not your point. Your point was this girl still fucked you with shit on you. In my eyes, she will fuck anybody with poop on her.
All right.
It turned her on even more.
Oh, that's terrible.
Well, this
I know, right?
This podcast just took a really ugly turn in the last.
Not
me.
As if this thing wasn't crazy enough with everybody talking at the same time, Sean ordering fast food, Marvin getting yelled at for putting dog poop on the carpet, and Joe's wife in the background screaming something, it just took an all-new turn right there.
I fell asleep in a Hardee's parking lot like the equivalent of a drunk.
What did you get from the Hardee's?
They had those quarter-pound cheeseburgers.
Mm.
Those are delightful.
I think we're gonna go to the movies. That's what I. What are you guys doing this afternoon? What's everybody planning on doing?
I'm broke. Nothing. Well, staring at the wall.
You're not so broke. You couldn't go get a Hardee's.
Until you talk about shit on.
Oh, no. That's my last hurrah.
Marvin, what are you doing for the rest of the day?
I'm getting laid.
Even with the dog shit.
My life's over.
Marvin, even with the dog shit on your foot, you're still getting laid.
Well, yeah, that comes off, right?
That's what I'm talking about. See,
that's the men above men.
Yes.
You can get shit on them and still get laid.
Still get laid. And Joe, what are you planning on doing the rest of the day?
Eating shit.
Drinking more beer and wondering why the hell I ain't getting laid now since you got two guys with shit on them getting laid. That's bullshit.
And Gully, what is your?
I just got shit on.
And Gully, what is your plan
really
for the rest of the day?
I just got shit on. I'm underneath a tree. This fucking bird just shit on me.
Oh dear.
God damn it! I never get shit on. I almost fell over the fucking lawnmower. I am not shitting you right on my shoulder.
Well,
you know what? I got a quick little story for you.
Congratulations.
I swear, if God is my witness, Ray.
Oh, God.
If God is my witness, I just got shit on my right shoulder.
Wow.
Starling.
Well, congratulations, Marvin.
Throw the dog at him.
My God. Well, guys, I got to tell you.
Is that karma?
Gully, you're planning. What are you planning on doing the rest of the day?
Well, it's 9:15, so I'm going to drink some beer and watch some boxing.
All right. Well, listen, we'll wrap it up. It's the first.
What do you watch the boxing for?
I'm glad that
you guys got there and watched goddamn hockey or whatever the hell that shit's called.
No, don't bring up hockey.
They watch soccer.
Hockey is rubbish, you stinky little bastard.
Yeah, they watch soccer there.
You know what? I'd rather be a stinky little bastard instead of some fat wannabe. Goddamn. Hey,
I'm
going to
get a picture of this shit.
Learn how to sit there and be a DJ when all you got to do is take my damn course and I'll show you how to be a fucking DJ.
Wait a minute. What course are you? What course are you doing?
Sucking dick course.
Wait, you're...
Yeah, thank you. He just admitted he's taking sucking dick course.
No, wait a minute.
It's like he's sucking dick courses to suck dick to pop
Joe, wait a minute. Did you just tell Gully Did you just tell Gully that you'll give him a course on how to do radio?
No, thanks.
The right way.
No, thanks.
I've been in it a hell of a lot longer than what he could go to school and get a piece of paper and say, okay, we think you can do a goddamn show. Screw
you
that.
Can't spell school. Mm. How can you teach anyone? You can't spell school.
Oh, he can spell school. Joe, spell school, Joe.
S-C-H-O-O-L-F-U-C-K-Y-O-U-G-U-L-L-Y. Talking.
That's not how you spell screw.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
The only person I know put a pitcher of beer on a goddamn deal and go, this is great beer. What the hell is that? It looks like somebody pissed in a fucking cup.
I guess
you know because you just drink vinegar and get pissed off that.
I don't think I've ever done a show. I don't think I've ever done a show that I lost more control of quicker than this show.
It's Joe's
hey,
fault.
I'll be nice, Mr. Raymond. I'll be nice trying to talk to you.
Oh, now, God.
But it seems like
Ray, I'm having a picture taken of bird shit on my shoulder.
Please do. I want to see it. I want to see it.
Bird shit on my shoulder.
Have a
memory.
Makes like me happy. Bird shit on my shoulder.
This is a Pat Robertson moment.
Makes me cry.
We might as well wrap it up. I don't see any way of me ever getting control of the show back. You've lost
Will
it.
You? Oh, my God.
Shut the hell up, Mr. Raymond. Start talking. It's his show. So
Joe.
You've got to talk to him.
Joe, it is good to talk to you.
Actually shit on my shoulder, Ray, while you were talking about it.
Joe, we will record a new episode of Joe Hates Everything later this weekend. Good to talk to you, my friend. Bye-bye. Bye, Joe.
Hey, no problem. Goodbye.
Marvin, I am very sorry that a bird has shat upon you while we were talking about birds.
Now, if she's deleting stuff so she'll have memory and she will send it to you, I will point
please.
At the bird shit.
Please send me that photo, and that's going to be the photo for this episode of Chubby Ray. I will put that photo on there.
That would be the picture of the day, right?
I would love to see that.
Very spontaneous.
Go to disasterradio.net to see the picture of Marvin with the bird shit on him.
I don't feel very good right now.
Thank you, Marvin. I will hang up on you now, and thank you so much.
That's right.
And we will record the Marvin Show, the first ever Marvin Show, for the podcast soon. All right? So let's say bye to Marvin. Sean Balint, I'm sorry you don't have the money to do anything today. But at least you had enough to buy a cheeseburger from Hardee's.
Yeah, You know, dignity is really out of my price range, so...
I'm very sorry to hear that.
The quarter-pound cheeseburger fit my budget beautifully.
The 99-cent special. You like the 99-cent cheeseburger. And, Sean, you and I will be recording a new episode of New Ray Lytle's Disaster Radio at some point this weekend.
Totally beautiful.
All right. Thank you. I thank you. And, Gully...
I miss the Dollar Movie House.
And Mr. Gullington Smythe.
Hi.
I thank you so much for finally returning to the show.
I need to take a break after that show. Jesus Christ.
It's crazy, right? I mean, this show is insane.
It's all fucked up.
And Gully, we will continue. We're going to start recording Chubby Ray on a regular basis again. Little Al's coming back, too. And I'm sure you'll be joining us for the live episodes of Breaking Curfew, which will be coming up near future. So there you go. And Gully, you got to figure out when you're going to do your own talk show as well. So, good luck
very soon,
and we will talk very soon when we record the next one.
Bye-bye.
So, thank you, Gully, and everyone else. Thank you for listening. I am Ray Lytle. This has been Chubby Ray, the craziest episode. This has been Chubby Ray, episode 304, on ChubbyRay.com and DisasterRadio.net. Thank you so much for listening. Until we speak again, so long.